Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains and Kim Hermit, right there from Australia. We are going to have the best time and the best conversation. She is so happy and perky. Look at that. She makes me smile. She says she is I'm looking at her shirt. You said that you're a magical manifester.
Yes, I am, because I'm a shapeshifter alchemist, which is one of my Thrive Factor archetypes, which we're going to talk about today.
We're going to talk, archetypes. We're going to talk about DNA reading. We're going to talk about holistic transformation therapist. I told her that's a big title. I wanted to define that. Empowering women. What kind of pixie dust does she have that now helps us empower people? And the Thrive Factor profiling. All that and more with Kim Hermit here on the Edge. Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Hi, April. I am really excited to be here with you this morning.
I'm excited to have you here, too. I just love my Australians. You guys have been so gracious and kind and welcoming. You know, I feel like a rock star. You have these rock stars and they say, oh, well, you know, I love the U.S., but I love London, or I love Canada. Well, I love Australia.
We love you because of your amazing infectious energy.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad I'm not like COVID. I kill you in a good way. So tell us a little bit about you and how you show up in the world. Magical manifester, Kim Hermit.
I show up in the world. I mean, after a long journey of self-healing, I now show up as me, and I'm excited to show up as me, whereas I spent a lot of my life not knowing who I was and not knowing, showed up in the world to please everybody else because I thought that was the way I needed to fit in the world. Now I just show up as me.
Well, you said, you know, not knowing who you were. How did you not know who you are then, but you know who you are now? What happened?
For me, the biggest was doing a lot of self-healing, but also learning about my Thrive Factor profile, which I know we're going to chat about today at some stage. That gave me such an amazing insight into the essence of who I was, what my strengths were, what the potential challenges were based on my personality. And I actually have an archetype, which is the shapeshifter alchemist. Mm. He's very adaptable. She's very versatile. She can shapeshift, and they often struggle with understanding and knowing who they are because of that. They can have a lot of friends from a lot of different walks of life, but be in a room with all their friends and feel very lonely and not sure where they fit in. So learning that was like a massive aha moment for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the biggest gift a shapeshifter alchemist can give herself is discovering and allowing herself to be who she is.
Let's pull back the layers. What is a shapeshifter alchemist?
So that's one of the 12 archetypes that makes up the Thrive Factor profiling framework, which is a personality profiling framework that's designed by a lady here in Perth that is specifically aimed, it's specifically for women. As far as we're aware of, there's no other personality profiling system out there that does is specifically for women, but it's based on 12 archetypes, and the average woman will have between 3 to 6 key archetypes that make up the essence of who they are. And when you learn about what your archetypes are, you're able to understand who you are, why you do things the way you do things, and what you can do to tap into the superpowers that each one of those archetypes has. And the shapeshifter alchemist, one of her superpowers is she is a natural manifester. Mm. Very, very good at I mean, look, all people have the ability to manifest, but she's a master at it. But you know, when it comes to
Kim, like I know, keep it 100. Some folks is out there manifesting some havoc.
Well, that's all it.
All manifestations are not magical. All of them are not going to be, I win the lottery, you know, or I'm cured from cancer. But some of them are just a place of having comfort and peace of mind. Wouldn't you agree?
You are spot on. And that's it. When you're a good manifester, it doesn't mean you just manifest good stuff. If your mindset's not in a great place, you're going to manifest, like you referred to, a lot of havoc in your life. And this is where our mindset is so important when it comes to wanting to attract the things we want into our life.
What are some of the things that changed in your life after finding your archetypes?
I think for me, it's just massive self-confidence. The people that come into my life are totally different to the people I used to attract in my life before. I attract more positive, upbeat people. I attract clients that are ready to do the work, that are excited for change. You know, they're not stuck in a place of victimhood anymore. They're taking radical responsibility for their life. I have attracted wins, small wins, nothing big like the big lottery, unfortunately.
I had a friend that won the lottery, and she said it was the worst thing that ever happened to her because people came up from out of the ground. You know, you got family members, and can I borrow this? And, oh, my God, you're such a great neighbor, and the taxes and all that kind of stuff. So, again, like I said, you know, manifesting is not always what is cracked up to be. Okay, so who's your ideal client? Because everybody's not going to be our client either. You have to be in this framework. You have to be inside this, you know, this border of ingenuity and change and growth and development, you know. So who is the perfect person that would be ready to go on this exploration?
I mean, look, the perfect client for me with all that I do, because I do mindset healing work as well, is a woman who, you know, she may have done some self-development work, but she's still feeling really stuck in life. It may be stuck in her business. It may be stuck in her personal life. She may have experienced trauma in her past, but she knows that it's up to her to make the change. She's taking that responsibility and she's ready to take whatever it needs to take to move forward. That is my ideal client. I mean, I predominantly work with women, but I also work with teens. And recently I've started going into families and doing some family work and helping change the dynamics within families.
So let's talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about epigenetics, which
yes,
is at the forefront of everybody's mind. It's at the tip of everyone's tongue. It's this generational trauma. And as you start working and peeling back the layers and working with family, you really uncover some deep-rooted issues that maybe the spouse didn't know about the husband or the daughter didn't know about the mother. There's a lot that comes up to the surface from that. There's a lot of pain that comes up. There's going to be healing on the other side. But, you know, it's hard tracing back generational trauma. Me, my family's Native American and African American. There's been trauma for 8-9 generations. How am I going to break that curse? What can I do?
I mean, I think I'm trained in quite a few different processes that work at that epigenetical level. So one of them, and I think you've had Shani Faye Chambers on your show before, who was the creator of the Sacred Ancestral DNA Healing. That's a beautiful, amazing process that helps go and break the ancestral trauma. But it comes down to working at a subconscious level, working at a cellular level, working at a soul level. And the thing is, when a person steps up to heal at that deep level, it helps break the cycle and it does help. The ripple effect helps other people within the family. You know, we obviously can't change the past. We can't change the past traumas that happened to our ancestors, but we can go in and change the stories and the trauma that's been locked in the DNA and change it into something that's more positive and beneficial and take the learnings from that experience and allow it to then ripple through the future generations.
Yeah, so everybody's working with women and girls. Who's working with the men?
My husband actually works with men. So my husband is actually a tradesman, but after he saw the changes in me, because I experienced my own personal healing and breakthrough before I decided to work in this field. He, you know, he's watched me and he inspired him to go and do the same, for him to heal his griefs and pains and trauma, and he's now working with men as well. So,
oh wow! So, yeah. What are they doing? Are they taking them out there in the outback with some sheepskins and some kangaroo drums, and they're beating and screeching and screaming? You know, because men don't release that. Women do it naturally. We screech and scream and cry and have conversations, but men really suppress that. So it's really brilliant. And tell your husband I said bravo, that he's, you know, taking the gauntlet.
Thank you.
And running with that, because men, they have trauma too.
I'm really proud of him. And absolutely, men have a lot of trauma, and they've been conditioned by society that, you know, you don't express your emotions, you don't be vulnerable, because you've got to be bravo and tough. And we're now seeing the ramifications of that come through, with a lot of men having a lot of anger issues. You know, they're not coping with their emotions, because you can only suppress and push your emotions down for so long, and then it becomes almost like a volcano, which is why so many of them, it gets expressed as anger.
Right, right. And then, you know, like you said, epigenetics, that's the DNA reading. They're running parallel, correct?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about the DNA reading, though.
So the DNA, that's referring to the sacred ancestral healing. So that's where, you know, we know that trauma leaves a signature, an energetic imprint on the DNA, and then that's how it gets passed on. And so we used to think, geneticists used to think, that genes were fixed, that, you know, your sequence of DNA, what was switched on, what was switched off, was fixed. But now they're realizing that so many of them can be switched off. So you might have a predisposition to anxiety in your family, but that's because way back, you know, 100-odd years ago, someone experienced something really traumatic, which switched that gene on, put them into constant fight flight, and it's just got passed down. And so by going in and working at an unconscious level and healing it, you're able to change the environment within the body, change the environment energetically, which allows that gene to switch off.
What was your What was your career prior to going into this type of work?
I've had several careers. I'm a shapeshifter alchemist. So I was an accountant, and I was a financial controller in corporate for many years. And then I moved and became a naturopath, because I've always wanted to help people be healthy and well. And I transitioned from being a naturopath into what I'm doing now, basically because of my own personal journey. I wasn't coping emotionally. I had almost like a mental breakdown. I was struggling with anxiety. And I kind of realized through my journey, and while still working as a naturopath, that so many people's physical health conditions stemmed from emotional issues that just weren't being dealt with. Mm-hmm. Our emotional health, our mental health, as well as eating well and movement, it's just such an important part of our health and well-being.
What would you tell a 25-year-old Kim Herman?
What would I tell a 25-year-old? Good, that's a good question, April. What would I tell a 25-year-old? I would tell a 25-year-old to be vulnerable, to allow themselves to feel the emotions that come out in their life, to explore and grow and just enjoy the journey of discovering who you are.
That's what I tell people all the time. This is a journey. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And even enjoy the challenges, because those are the teachable moments.
Absolutely.
Those are the moments that we really evolve in our life. You got to be careful. You got to be cautious, you know, but again, it's fun to be a risk taker. I'm a risk taker. Are you a risk taker, or do you err on the side of caution?
I'm a bit of both.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can be cautious. Sometimes I can be very much a risk taker.
That's wonderful. How do you want to be memorialized? You know, when you go to the great beyond, and, you know, you're sitting there, waiting on processing. What do you want people to be saying or thinking about Kim Hartman?
For me, it's interesting you ask this question too, because my husband thinks I'm a bit weird because I've already picked out, I've said to him, if I die, I want these two songs played at my funeral. Oh. And they're all about inspiring people. And I think that's what I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered for helping inspire others to shine their light, to find joy, to be happy, inspiring others to strive to be the best they can be, inspiring others to just live life to the fullest.
Do you believe that we die, or do you think that we transcend?
I think we transcend.
Transcend. Do you think that we've been here before, or this is our first go round?
I think we've been here many times before.
What brings you to cry happy tears?
Oh my gosh. We've just had the Olympic Games. Like, I am a sucker for watching people achieve and win, especially when you can see they weren't expecting it. That brings me to tears. When I'm proud of my children and they're doing something amazing, it always brings me to happy tears. And just seeing, when I see my clients transform, many occasions I have had happy tears as well, because it's just such a beautiful, it's just so beautiful to see that, to see someone who.
It's a full circle moment. Yeah, it's a full circle moment.
It is. And to see someone who, when they first come to see you, not believing in themselves, feeling so good about who they are and being excited about their future is just, it makes my heart sing because I'm just so happy for them.
Kim, what are three things that you absolutely cannot live without?
Three things I cannot live without. Now, I'm a very independent person, but I will say my family, because my family are very important to my husband and my two children.
Right.
I couldn't live without sunshine. I love the sunshine, and I couldn't live without music.
Okay.
I mean, I don't play or sing, like, I'm not a musician, but I think music, I just find, can just change your energy like that.
I know. It's energy. It is an energy within itself. Music can transcend you in different time periods. You remember where you were when certain songs were playing, with certain people that you were with. Sometimes certain people you want to forget you were with.
That too.
So a lot of young people now are experiencing trauma because there's so much uncertainty that's going on with the lockdowns, not being able to go to school, peer pressure, drugs, sex, all of the usual kerfuffle. What do you say to your younger clients just about trying to find who they are and find a sense of direction, because they're all over the place?
It certainly is a time of uncertainty, and I know I've even fallen into feeling like that at times. But what I encourage all people to do, including young people, is understanding that although we may not have control of what's happening around outside of us, we do have full control of what's going on within us. And so for me, it's about returning back to our heart space and focusing our thoughts and our energy on memories that bring us joy, that gratitude, focusing on all the things that lift our vibration, that get us out of feeling that fear. And, you know, it can be as much as spending, you know, a few minutes, a few times a day doing that can change the way we travel through the day.
Absolutely. The way that we travel through life within itself. What is your superpower? If you were a superhero, what would be your superpower, Kim Hartman?
I think my superpower is always to see the best in others.
Oh, I want to be invisible. I can see more than the best of people. I can see everything. I think that
you would.
That is super cool. So tell us about your current offering and programs, and what are you doing right now?
So at the moment, I've got the Trifactor profiling sessions that can be experienced as a session on its own, and this is where you learn what your
wait, slow down, because you took it. We want to see the book. You got to give me a minute.
So this is not my book, but this is the book from the creator of the Thrive Factor Profiler. Okay. So this can be purchased as part of your profiling experience. So this goes through all the archetypes, but when you have a profiling experience with me, a Thrive Factor profiling experience, you get to complete the questionnaire and I share with you what your unique combination of archetypes is that make up your Thrive Factor profile, and you know how it helps teach you who you are, what your superpower strengths are, what the challenges could potentially be, and how you could limit those or deal with those challenges. So that's one of my offerings. And then I also have my healing packages. So I have a 4-week mindset healing package, and then I also have my Reclaiming Me, which is an 8-week program, which also includes having your Thrive Factor profile done, and that's an intense one-to-one program. These are all one-to-one program of helping you, you know, heal your past, heal your trauma, reconnect with who you are, and come out of the other side feeling confident, feeling excited about your life and ready to go out and live it.
You say you have the ability to empower people. My opinion, empowerment comes from within. What do you do externally to help me empower myself?
I basically guide the clients I work with to access their own power within, because you're so right. Empowerment is from within. It's knowing that you have that power to make the choices in your life, to make decisions, to change things. When you feel empowered, you feel unstoppable, you feel solid, you feel grounded in your life. So I guess that's what I do, is I guide the clients I work with, help them access that, help them find that belief in themselves.
Well, you know what, you got your work cut out for you, because people were pretty sure of themselves, or they thought they were, and now everything has been changed upside down. What has this whole experience of lockdown, COVID, what has it taught you about you?
It's actually made me realize how adaptable I really am, because I always thought that I very much liked consistency. And obviously in these times there's a lot of uncertainty. We have to pivot quickly. Plans get changed last minute. You know, there's things that you've wanted to do that you couldn't do. And so I've learned how resilient I can be. I've learned how important it is family is, and I've also learned to appreciate, because I love travel and obviously haven't traveled over this time.
Oh, girl, it's driving me crazy, but I tell you, traveling from the kitchen to the backyard to the spa to back in the house is quite a journey these days, you know.
And I've learned to appreciate even just sitting in my backyard and enjoying the sunshine and the plants in my garden, and really come back to the present. And so I think that's what it's taught me. And that despite the craziness in the world and how we're seeing a lot of division out there in the world at the moment, that there is a lot of good in the world still. And I still have a lot of hope. I think I saw a meme the other day that was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on this show. You can tell me if not April. It said, it was like a cross between apocalypse and optimistic. I can't remember the exact word, but it was like someone who knows it's all going to shit, but in the end knows it's all going to be okay.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And I have learned, and I've had my come to Jesus meeting, and I've said, you know what, I'm a good soldier, I'm faithful, I don't take things for granted, I don't take people for granted, I love, I accept responsibility for my actions, I'm a risk taker, much like you. I want to thrive. It's about family, it's about living in the present, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised to you, and yesterday's gone.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
So all you have is right now, and there's going to be somebody that's going to die 30 seconds from now. You know, there's going to be a baby that's going to be born 45 seconds from now. So
yeah.
It is a coup de matata. It's the circle of life. And I'm so glad that you are a part of that circle and that you have been here with me and my brains on the edge. Time flies when we are having fun. But please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I want them to do the deep dive. Men, did you hear what she said? That her husband, okay, reach out to Kim. Kim's going to tell her husband. Her husband going to call you and say, look, this is what we're going to do.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, I want you to get all the help that you need. If it's help conversating with your wife or your children, or maybe you have some deep-rooted trauma, men or women, there is somebody that is there to help you. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to pay for the expense of a talk therapy psychologist unless you got good insurance. Don't turn to drugs and alcohol, because that's not going to help you. All it's going to do is make it worse. Don't eat up everything in the refrigerator or starve yourself. Reach out and call Kim Herman. How do they get in contact with you?
Thank you. So they can find me on Facebook at Kim Herman, just Kim Herman, and also on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, and my website is currently being built but almost ready, www.kimherman.com. And I'm actually happy to offer all of your listeners up until the 14th of October this year, 2021, 20% off any of my one-to-one services.
Wow, 20% off, Brian.
20% off.
That is a fifth of the price, okay? Go in, at least have a consultation. Let her know that you appreciate her, that you value her. You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
So go in and do the deep diving. Get your DNA read, okay? You might realize that, you know, you were a king or a queen in a previous life, okay? It's not all negative, okay? We're here to give you some positive news, give you some positive love. Right here on the edge, I ask that everyone under the sound of our voice go in, like, love, subscribe, share with all your friends, because this is the business. This is the hottest podcast on the planet, and we are bringing you from the south, far south of Australia, all the way up to north. I got somebody in Iceland that's even coming, so we're covering it, covering the map. Thank you so much, Kim Herman. I appreciate you, baby.
Thank you for having me. I loved being here with you.
All right. Brains, have a good day.